Cavalcade of America, starring George Tobias. On this Thanksgiving week, the Theater Company brings you Us Pilgrims, starring George Tobias and featuring Ralph Bell and Lucille McCambridge on the Cavalcade of America.
Good evening. Here's a timely hint for motorists. It may be especially difficult this winter to replace antifreeze if it leaks away. You can guard against leaks and loss of that antifreeze by pouring a can of DuPont Cooling System Sealer into the radiator. DuPont Cooling System Sealer may be used safely with any standard antifreeze solution. DuPont Cooling System Sealer is another of the DuPont Company's better things for better living through chemistry.
Starring George Tobias in the dual role of Mr. Barachek and Boss Totem on the Cavalcade of America. Tonight, we bring you a different type of cavalcade, a story of an immigrant's idea of the first Thanksgiving. Our story begins in a classroom.
Please.
But pupils are grown up. It is night school.
Don't hold your pen so hard, Mr. Barachek.
He'd get away if I don't, Miss Teacher.
No, he won't. Just relax.
Barachek can't give a whole pen of ice.
No talking, please, Mr. Barachek.
These are aliens learning to read and write simple English in order to become citizens of our country.
No, no, Texas.
Mrs. Hanson, you put an umlaut on your oars again.
He could say it every county, dear.
Now the L's class. You're making J's, Mr. Varsity.
Oh, I'm sorry, teacher. I think.
My check can't even make L's.
No talking, please, Mr. Barr. And now the Z. Good class. Much better.
Are there any questions?
We have yet. Why we have in America Thanksgiving?
What's so amusing, Mr. Barr?
Some questions. What Thanksgiving without
an Irishman? I think it's a very good question, Mr. Barlin. And the more you know about the United States and its history, the better citizens you'll make. Mrs. Anson was asked why we celebrate Thanksgiving. Who can tell us?
Teacher.
Can you, Mr. Barlin?
Sure. It's holiday.
But why?
Check on calendar.
But who first made it a holiday? Why did they have the first Thanksgiving? Mr. Bauer doesn't seem to know. Does anyone else in the class?
Yes. Excuse, please, teacher.
Yes, Mr. Bauer, sir.
I know about first Thanksgiving.
I bet you does.
Mr. Bauer, please. Could you tell the class about Thanksgiving, Mr. Bauer, sir?
Think so? Got a little nephew, very smart. Last night, nephew recited me to school exercise. He's all about Thanksgiving.
Why don't you tell us as much about it as you can, Mr. Bauer?
Sure. One question, Rusty. Who is the pilgrims?
Well, they were a group who came to America in 1620. They came here to find religious...
Oh, then pilgrims, immigrants, like us.
In a way, it were, Mr. Barachek. Now, suppose you tell us how you think the great Thanksgiving came about.
All right. It's like this. A long, long time ago, in old country, things very bad. Bad things. One day, lost pilgrim is walking down the street with other pilgrims. They... All country is no good, say Boss Pilgrim.
Not so loud, Boss, say other Pilgrim. Soldiers hear you.
Teacher.
Yes, Mr. Barr.
Does Barachek mean pilgrims talk like that?
Sure thing. They speak English just like you and me.
Let's not have any interruptions, please. Go on with story, Mr. Barachek.
Well, long time ago, in old country, things very tough. The king is dead. And one day, Boss Pilgrim is walking down the street with Pilgrim named Benny. And Boss Pilgrim says, Benny, old country's no good for us, Pilgrim.
Boss, soldiers hear you. Tell King.
Now, somebody ought to tell King. Tell King, let us, Pilgrim, pray like we must. Tell King, we want religious freedom. from church like we please.
Nobody got religious freedom in 1620. That's this year.
They got in America.
Huh? What's America?
His new country Columbus discovered. And can pray any way down please there. And that's the way it should be in all country. King or no king.
Not so now, boss. You've finished.
His bedding cannot pray like we want to. I show, King.
What are you doing, boy?
Gonna say my prayer.
Not here in street, boy. People see you. Here comes soldiers, boy.
Ah, what I care for soldiers. Not that king how to pray. God, what are pilgrims gonna do? Things bad here.
Come on, boy, soldiers. They love to kick us pilgrims around.
Don't interrupt me.
I'll go now.
Excuse me, God. Then he butt in. But what are pilgrims gonna do? Things very bad here in old country. King is mean, bad man. No religious freedom. He pushes pilgrims all around. He don't let us pray like we want to.
Hey, pilgrim.
I have to say this.
What's the matter, pilgrim? You're deaf.
It is... Excuse, please, God. Another interruption. What do you want, officer?
Oh, we caught you praying, huh?
Yes, sir.
While you pray a dirty street, when tonight King just to pray it. A pilgrim?
Feel like pray here.
Does that mean you don't like King's church to pray in, pilgrim?
Maybe I like King's church better if I ever get what I pray for there.
What's that, pilgrim?
Give it freedom for us pilgrims.
I give you freedom, pilgrim. How you like that? Next time you go to jail. And next time I catch you praying, it better be in King's church. Hang another thing. Next time, pray out loud.
You think God cannot hear what I ask for?
Maybe God hear all right, but we want to know. We want to be sure King likes what you pray for.
Soldiers. I hate soldiers.
Tell King I pray just like I want.
Me, God, again. Please help us, please, pilgrims. We're very unhappy in our country. But what are we going to do? What are pilgrims going to do, God? I just see what we do. Maybe we should take boat to America. Is that what you want us to do, God? Okay, God. Our pilgrims go to America. Tango.
Call you here tonight to tell you big news. God wants us to go to America.
You really want to go to America?
Today I pray, and God tells
personal. I should take boat right away and go to U.A. That's other name for America.
Boss. Boss.
Oh, it's you. What do you want, Joe?
You mean I still need to go to this America place to live?
That's right, Joe.
And give up my fruit stand?
What's the matter? You often fruit stand in America.
People got to eat there, same like here.
Another thing, boss. I don't think my wife like idea. She get sissy.
What you care for your missus feel, Joe? Important thing for you get sissy.
No. But I don't want wife to need it. She tough enough to get along with a few girls.
Never mind who gets sissy. We talking about going to America.
I don't think it's a good idea, boss. We don't know nothing about play.
If it's good enough for God, it's good enough for us.
You think we find you can make a living there, boss?
Benny, what kind of pilgrim you? God wouldn't tell us to go no place where there's no work.
Did he say just what USA was like?
No, but I bet it's big, beautiful, wonderful country.
Hey, boss, if it's so big, how come they just find it?
All I care is new country and can pray any way we like there.
You mean, boss, you mean they got religious freedom?
It's in Constitution.
Then how won't we go there?
Good. Then we go tomorrow night. In harbor, a boat called Mayflower. Third class steerage ticket, very reasonable.
But, boss, what about my fruit stand?
Tell us, give it away, take it with you. Only stop worrying about it.
All right, I go first, but you say, come my dear.
It's not my idea, Joe. It's God's. Sure, he have wonderful country there for us pilgrims. I bet there is big cities with tall buildings and farms where things grow like anything, and mines for coal and railroad trains and trees to chop, and factories for working and schools for kids and pretty scenery to look at. Don't God's country sound nice?
Well, if only it's where you think it's going to be, boss.
God's so good to us, Pilgrim Joe. I bet your wife not even seasick on way to USA. Mayflower boats still sail on the ocean, and trip is tough for everybody, not just Joe's wife. Then when storms stop, come the fog, and boats get lost, and pilgrims all scared, and boss pilgrims start praying. Please, God, don't let Mayflower hit our ferry boat and fog. Please bring us safe to America. And if we could get there pretty soon now, we would all appreciate very much. Thank you, God.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, everybody.
Boss, we want to know when we get to America.
Anytime now.
Anytime now. Every day you say that.
That's right, boss.
Well, can't go very fast in far.
I thought you had a stick that everything is going to be so hunky-dory on this trip. You can't even stick it to my wife and keep her sober down.
We just got to be patient.
Look, this guy Columbus, 1,492 years it took to discover America. How do you know we find it at all?
We find it.
We better find it too.
My kids got bad cold. Need doctor.
We take them to clinic as soon as we're done.
But when we land?
To know.
All I can say is,
Pilgrim, it's... Look, look how close the sky is lifting. Look! Red!
America! America! How do you know it's America, boss?
I can see the Statue of Liberty. Look!
The Statue of Liberty!
Kick spyglass. There's writing on statue. I read to you. Listen. It says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Oh, how you like that? Well, pilgrims, didn't I tell you God not let us pilgrims down?
Boss!
Now what?
In his spyglass, 1 minute.
Hey, Joe, you see statue good?
See statue okay. But that's all I do see.
What do you mean, Joe?
You promise us big cities in U.S. and farms and trains and factories and schools and churches and beautiful scenery.
Oh,
so this America, this dark country is nothing but a lot of woods.
Here's my glass.
Look, that's woods. That is not even people there, only wild animals. And I saw my roots then.
Joe, we're going to have religious freedom.
But what about all those things you promised?
I keep my promise. It's pretty chilly, ain't it?
You are listening to The Pilgrim, an unusual story of an immigrant pioneer of the first Thanksgiving, starring George Tobias on the Cavalcade of America, sponsored by the DuPont Company, makers of better things for better living through chemistry. Thank you.
officer, is going to night school to learn to become an American citizen. A discussion arose on the origin of Thanksgiving, and Mr. Barnes telling the class his story of the pilgrim and the Thanksgiving, all in his own words.
So, after Mayflower get to USA, threw himself at Ellis Island.
He shared, but he checked his crazy pilgrim land place called Plymouth Rock.
Okay, in 1620, Ellis Island was named Plymouth Rock.
Hey, but what about Statue of Liberty?
What do you mean?
There was no Statue of Liberty here in 1620, or not?
Not yourself. Liberty always here, huh, teacher?
Well, when you get through with your story, Mr. Barrett, I'll tell you just when they put the statue up. But you've the right idea.
Bauer don't know that.
Go on with your story, please.
So, pilgrims get to America. It's a very wild place. All woods. It's winter time. And it's very cold. The snow is very deep.
What do you want, Jack? A whole bunch of public guys coming. Some kind of savages got redskins and feathers in hair.
I bet it's carnival.
I ain't scared of no guys who wear feathers in hair. Come on. Who are you guys?
Friendly Indians.
Us pilgrims.
I
both pilgrims.
I chief of friendly Indians.
You fellas live around here?
Long time. You fellas new here, ain't you?
Just got off Mayflower.
Proud to meet people who came over on Mayflower.
Jay, good country here?
It's bad. You like it fine. Only may take you a few days to get used to the water.
Mr. Ball.
Barry Check
don't know what
he's
talking about.
How can? Don't even get a chance to talk.
Barry Check that Indians running around loose in woods.
Where are you supposed to have Indians?
An Indian reservation. Everybody knows that.
You're wrong there, Mr. Ball. There were no Indian reservations in those days.
But if I'm wrong, it's Barry Check's fault. It's nothing but a foreigner that Barry Check.
You bet. All Americans start out like that.
That's right, Mr. Barrett. Now, will you go on, please?
Well, things get tougher and tougher for pilgrims. Winter gets worse. Pretty soon, they almost out of food. Who's calling?
It's falling snow, Betty.
Oh, it's Chief of Friendly Indians. Come on.
Who's there?
It's me, Chief. Both children. It's me and Joe.
Give me food. Please, food.
What's the matter? What's the matter, Chief?
I get lost in the woods. Not eat for days. Food. Food. Oh.
Joe and me got pockets full sandwich, Chief. Here, take.
No, don't bust. We need them sandwich, too.
Oh, this is starving. Man, Joe.
What I care is nothing but a foreigner.
Ah, he's starving. He's starving, man, and I give him sandwich whether you like or not. See?
Here, Chief. Hey. It's good. A good sandwich. Chief of Friendly Indians, never forget it.
Who is it?
Him. Bob.
Hello, Benny.
Good evening, boss.
Hello, missus. How's the kid?
Not so good, boss.
You give aspirin and castor oil like I tell?
Children's all out of aspirin and castor oil. No place to get more, boss.
Ah, bad.
If only could get fresh milk for kids, I think they get well.
No complaint, Mama. Everybody else does bad office like us.
I go see kids now.
I think we get along till spring and Mayflower comes back for us.
I don't know, Benny. We almost out of food now. I make big mistakes to bring us here. I guess I no understand God right.
Maybe God no want things to be easy for us here, boss.
What do you mean?
Suppose those pilgrims come to U.S. and there's big buildings every place and jobs and delicatessens on every cliff. And right away, what happens? We get so busy climbing up and down big buildings and stealing our silk shirts, we forget what we came here for, to be free.
That's right, Benny.
I don't think God ever wanted easy to be free. And anybody who wanted doesn't look like anything for it.
If only God tell us what to do.
Benny! Benny!
Huh? Excuse me, boys. I got to talk to Mrs. She gets excited. Women, you know.
God, these are children. Be wrong. I guess I expect things are going to be too easy. Only they can be too tough, too. Us pilgrims can't take much more. Honest, God. What are we going to do? Excuse, please, God.
Who there? It's me. Chief of Friends Indians.
Hello, Chief. Shake hands.
I can shake hands when both hands full of sandwich.
Sandwich?
You say life of Chief of Friends Indians with sandwich? Chief of Indians never forget. For 4 days now, whole tribe is eating sandwich. Made 16,000 sandwiches and brought them all here for pilgrims.
This is fine thing you do, Chief. Us pilgrims almost starving.
Besides 16,000 sandwich, bring 16,000 dill pickles. Chief of Friendly Indians, never forget.
You know, I pray to God for help just when you knock on the door.
Tell your God not to worry about you. Spring comes soon and Chief of Friendly Indians show pilgrim how to plant corn. Maybe then you invite Chief of Friends Jim to dinner, huh? This is the most beautiful table for food I ever see, Mr. Boss Pilgrim.
No wonder. It's first Thanksgiving dinner.
Let me have that turkey.
Oh, just a minute, Joe.
What's the matter with you? Say prayers before we eat. This is Thanksgiving. God, our pilgrims want to thank you for everything. For this turkey and cranberries and all good things you let us grow. Thank you for bringing us from all countries to USA. Thank you for we can pray and work and build something fine and be free men. And may there always be room here for other children like us. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Barrett, that's very interesting. There are one or two historical inaccuracies I'll explain later. But you certainly do get the idea.
Madam teacher?
Wait a minute, Barachek. What about the turkey?
What do you mean about the turkey?
You say pilgrims lived in the woods. I help you.
That's right.
Then where did the turkey come from, Mr. Smarty Barachek?
Boss Pilgrim win it in raffle.
George Tobias will return in just a moment. But first, here is Jane Whitman speaking for DuPont.
Other eyes than yours. The eyes of your grandfather and grandmother, your father and mother, when they were young and very much in love, have looked upon the soft fading colors of autumn leaves and found them beautiful and a little sad. Seeing in them the truth that every summer must come to an end. At this time here, with Thanksgiving Day drawing close, we are particularly conscious of those that have gone before us. Conscious of our place in the endless cavalcade, which reaches from far away in the past to far away in the future. It is from the long, reassuring past that we draw strength and courage to go on. We look to the future with hope and confidence. For if we, Father, give good gifts to our children, then how much more shall our Father in heaven give good things to them that ask him? No one can really doubt who knows that seventh chapter of Matthew. Shall we, as we think on the past, on the future, give thanks? Yes. Has there been no other time in the world when clouds have darkened the horizon? There have been many such times, and we've always come through. Let us give thanks. Let us give thanks as our forefathers did. Americans have much, much more for which to be thankful than they ever had. Let us count our blessings, the things for better living, not merely from the world of science, but from the world of the spirit, in which mankind is also learning lessons, though they be slow and arduous. Let us be thankful for our freedom, symbolized by the precious documents aboard the freedom train. Let us be thankful for health, for friendship, for human kindness, for sincerity, for courage, where let's find them. In this spirit of reverence, friends, I bring you cordial wishes for a joyous Thanksgiving from the men and women of the DuPont, makers of better things for better living through chemistry. Now our star, George Tobias.
What Jane Whitman said is right. Over here, we have a lot to be thankful for. But in Europe, with winter, the people will be hungry. We have been asked to save food for them. Friends, let's not make a mockery of Thanksgiving. In giving thanks to him who said, I was hungered, and he gave me meat. Let's express our thanks in a practical way. Let's share our food with those who are hungry. Good night.
The Cavalcade of America presents Van Heflin in Towards the Horizon, an exciting and dramatic adventure of the first navigation of the perilous Colorado River in the Grand Canyon. Be sure to join us again next Monday night at this same time for Van Heflin in Towards the Horizon on the DuPont Cavalcade of America. Tonight's DuPont Cavalcade, Us Pilgrims, was written by Frank Gabriel. Our cast were Ralph Bell as Bauer and Mercedes McCambridge as Miss Haskell. Danny Ockel played the chief of the friendly Indian. Music was composed by Arden Cornwell and conducted by Donald Ryan. George Tobias can soon be seen in the Eagle Lion film, Adventures of Casanova. This is Bill Hamilton inviting you to listen next week to Van Heflin in Towards the Horizon on the Cavalcade of America, brought to you by the DuPont Company of Wilmington, Delaware.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.